Good morning. Time to get up and get to work, man. Finishing up the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I figured since I did one in the evening, may as well label it the, what is this? AM. I did one last night. So this is the AM report, the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu AM report. Love the cool morning breeze. I love myself a V-neck. What's not to like? All right, what is going on? What is the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu report this morning? The Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu report this morning. Actually, I'm gonna start off with this before we even get there. Guys, if you're a father, if you don't have a group where you can kind of get into either locally or maybe don't have the time to get around a group of good men, of men who are out there supporting you, your endeavors, continuously trying to or initiating change to make their lives what they would like to be, then head on over to Fatherhood for the Rest of Us, where I facilitate and lead a group specifically for that reason. And I'll also say, you know, hey, if you're looking to make the leap, it's actually just like a kick in the door. If you're looking to kick in the door from mediocrity to something other than, let's connect. Let's have a conversation. Let's see if there's a fit. See if there's a coaching opportunity, a coaching client. I mean, look, there's no better way to say it. There's an opportunity for us to establish a relationship where we can both grow and grow together. And, you know, let's have a conversation. So that's what I'm going to start with. I'm going to lead with that today. And if you haven't checked out the podcast, Fatherhood for the Rest of Us, make sure you check that out over at fatherhoodfortherestofus.com. That's also where you can check out the coaching. Now, what are we up to today? You know, I left jiu-jitsu this morning and, you know, I was like, you know, saying goodbye to everybody. And I said, go live the life of your dreams and shit. I said, you know, I had to follow it up with that for some reason because I felt like, you know, it was kind of corny if I didn't follow it up with that. And what's up, Justin? We need to talk, brother. If I negated literally what I said, you know, I was like, go live your dreams and shit. So it was like, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I negated it. Mentally, I negated it. Some people may take it as an emphasis on go do it and everything else. But in my mind, I heard myself negating that immediately. Of course, you know, we go negate, negative, etc. When you're being negative about anything, you're immediately getting rid of, you know, kind of the good thing you just sent out there. And I'm like, why would I do that? I'm really careful. You know, when you're out there and you're pumping yourself up. I'm sure you've been through it. You're pumping yourself up. You're like, I got it. And you're like, why would I got it? I don't got it. You're like, that's negating, right? I don't got it. I think we've all seen like the comedies that go a little bit like that. And while our lives are a comedy of sorts, sometimes it's cool when we play the hero. And I know, look, there's a lot of talk about, you know, you don't got to be the hero. And when I say hero, though, I'm talking about the hero's journey, right? Where do you start from? Where are the challenges? Where do you overcome the obstacles? Where's all that happening? That's the hero's journey I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the hero's journey where, you know, you're taking on the world all alone by yourself and you're like, you know, the Caped Crusader. Because there's a lot of, for me, trying to espouse that kind of language and that kind of a paradigm is you can't, and it doesn't make sense to try and do it. And that's why, you know, I talk about the Fatherhood for the Rest of Us group and getting men in there who are supporting each other. And, you know, for me, fatherhood group and mindset specifically comes from, you know, we already have like this one common thread that's already got us together. So I'm gonna start it from there. But try not to negate yourself, man. Like, don't try and, you know, set yourself up set yourself up and then chop out your own legs. Let somebody else do that for you. And if you're hanging out with people chopping out your legs, you are either doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or you're just in a bad spot. You know, there's lots of times, like I said, when our self-talk, we lead into it and we prep it. You know, we prep it, good or bad. We're like, all right, I got this. And you go into it with the vision of, I got this. Go in it to win it. You know, and when I talk about win, doesn't mean there's always got to be a loser. Guys, doesn't, when you go in to win something, there can be two winners. You know, like last night, for example, I had to roll with a guy who was very good. And he mangled me multiple times in quick succession. And as I pondered it, I was like, first I was like, man, he is really good and he's kicking my ass. And I was kind of beating myself up. And then the second, you know, reviewing your story, right? The second time I got the opportunity to look at this story and thought to myself, I said, he just has so much he can teach me. You see the difference there? It's like, he's so good. Yeah, he is very good. At what he does, it doesn't mean that I don't have the opportunity to become that good. It doesn't mean that it's always going to be that I could never be that good. That's not our scenario. If we approach things like that, we're always putting somebody ahead of us. So we're always putting somebody above us. Or we say, I'm so much better than this guy or that guy. That means we're putting them beneath us. But if we look at each other and we can say, I've got so much I can learn from you, and the likelihood is that you've got things that you can learn from me, and together we have an opportunity to create something new. That's always, that idea for me is pervasive. That idea is the one that I'm going to roll with. What do we get this morning? We got, don't negate yourself, or just catch yourself. And it's not like don't do it. Just notice that that's what you're doing. Pay attention to the way that you're thinking to yourself, or, you know, the kind of language that you're using. Are you building things up, or are you chopping them down? And then the other part was, if you're working with somebody and they appear so much better than you, or you know, they're greater than you, or any of that stuff, don't approach it. The approach is not, and again, this is something that I'm just reflecting on from last night. The approach is not, wow, they're so much better than me, I can never be like that. The approach is, I've got so much I can learn from that person. That person is, I love how they're doing what they're doing. How did they get to that level? Or again, how did I end up in this situation with this person? What did they do to put me here? That is the opportunity. That's where we can be all at once curious about life. So that's what I got. Hope you're having a fantastic morning. Ricky Shetty, I see you there, brother. Hope you're having a great travel right now and you are in a safe and great place. Enjoy our conversation, reflect upon it often. Anyways, guys, enjoy the rest of your day.